The Jerry Bader Show.
...840-1360-97.5 WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. I miss that. The Packers really are. They're putting peppers at OLB. This is Comcast. The Packers are going to have Julius Peppers do what? Based on some early words out of Green Bay, the Packers are planning something that perhaps the NFL Competition Committee should take under advisement because it may not be entirely fair. Packers are planning to use newly acquired Julius Peppers as more than a defensive lineman. Oh, well, they're just going to move him all over the place. Yeah. Well, that shouldn't surprise anyone, should it? They kind of do. Well, that's a stupid story. I don't think that's anything particularly revealing. Whatever. That I don't find that particularly shocking in any way, shape, or form. Next hour, starting at 9:06, I'm going to talk about Mary Burke's jobs plan and what there is to criticize about it, and if anything, what there is to praise about it. She unveiled it shortly before the show started yesterday, so we really didn't have a chance to talk much about it. We're also, though, I want to spend a fair amount of the show, I shouldn't say that, a fair amount of 1 hour of the show talking about, I think, the fascinating oral arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday on what has been abbreviated as the Hobby Lobby contraception mandate case. But it is so much more than that. It's really a very fundamental case, and how it gets decided, and it's probably going to be Anthony Kennedy again, which will decide this. And this is clearly the biggest case, in my opinion, that the court will consider this session. Really does, how it gets decided is going to have a big impact in this country. So far, it's just been kind of a story. Yeah, another challenge to Obamacare, la-di-da. It's much bigger than that. Just the way the story we took up yesterday about people putting their hand on the Bible and swearing to uphold the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin at the same time, saying, no, but I'm not really going to do that. I know, people always say these are amazing times in which we live, but these are amazing times in which we live. Want to start with a couple of local stories. The first one is delicate, to say the least. You are hearing ads on this radio station for county supervisory candidate Jason Wisniewski. In addition to challenging incumbent Tom Sieber on the Brown County Board, Jason Wisniewski also holds a position with the Brown County Republican Party. As you know, these days, when there is a story posted online, pretty much anywhere, our website, the Green Bay newspaper's website, you can comment on stories. Jason Wisniewski has had a troubled campaign for county supervisor. The paper did a story recently on a conviction in an animal abuse case. Wisniewski says he should have challenged that. No, he did not break a cat's legs. Very different. And he admits it was a mistake not to challenge it. He and his wife posted things suggesting the newspaper shouldn't have done that story. I disagree. Were it a liberal candidate, I would expect them to do that story. So no, I don't have a problem with them doing that story. The story I'm about to share with you is a lesson in understanding that when you post something, Whether you're Joe Nobody or Jerry Bader or a candidate for public office, when you post a comment, it's public. And people have, and I have done this flippantly on Facebook in the past, nothing to the degree that I'm about to share here in a moment. But I've gotten more guarded. I don't get into pissing matches on Facebook with people anymore. Now, the old ones are out there and you can find them, but I don't do it anymore. Tom Sieber was surprised to learn, although his perception of me roasting him was largely in his head anyway in the past. He tried to poke my cage, and no, I remained very civil with him in a recent email exchange. Jason Wisniewski, candidate for Brown County Board and someone who holds a position with the Brown County Republican Party, posted a statement recently on the Green Bay newspaper's website. It is in reference to State Senator Dave Hansen. As most of you are likely aware, Hansen was involved in an automobile accident, Dave was, where he tragically lost a grandchild. This was a tragic, tragic accident. That's what it was. Now, let me stop here. Interest of full disclosure. I did criticize Dave sometime after the accident when he, in my opinion, exploited it for a fundraising purpose. I felt that was worthy of criticism, and I criticized him. That is not what Jason Wisniewski did. In connection with this accident, he said something I'm not going to repeat on the air. If I can't repeat it on the air, because there's not much I don't repeat on the air unless it includes profanity or is slander or libel, this would fall under that second category. It was an offensive statement. If a liberal had said it, I would be just as, well, wait, probably more, I'll be honest, more critical than I am now. But I'm not going to give someone a pass. And I know that I've said on this show that sometimes we're too quick to criticize conservatives. I don't think that's one of these times. This was a deeply offensive, inappropriate, insensitive, and wholly unnecessary statement. And if they haven't pulled it from the Green Bay Press Gazette website, you can probably find it there. But I'm not going to repeat it. Last evening, the Brown County Republican Party also issued a statement in relation to Jason Wisniewski's relationship with that party, not his candidacy for county board, concerning this statement. This is from their website. This is Brown County Republican Party Chairman Mark Becker's statement. We are extremely disappointed to learn of comments made recently by candidate Jason Wisniewski in reference to Senator Dave Hansen and his family. Neither Mr. Wisniewski nor his wife speak for the Brown County Republican Party. His comments are beneath the character standards we have set, and we denounce them wholeheartedly. I have reached out directly to Senator Hansen at his home to offer our sincerest apologies. And effective immediately, I have requested the resignation of Mr. Wisniewski from affiliation with the Brown County Republican Party. Mark Becker, Chairman, Brown County Republican Party. As you know, I'm a fan of Mark Becker's, and I think that he has brought important reform and updating to the Brown County Republican Party. I think he got this exactly right. And I applaud and would echo that statement. One other thing I want to make you aware of. This morning, Jason Wisniewski reached out to the station and tried to get them to tell me not to talk about this until after the election. That would never, ever, ever happen. I am privileged that this station doesn't bridle or harness me in any way. It's very unfortunate that a candidate who is a conservative candidate has behaved, and his family has, in recent days, the way they have. I've pretty much stayed out of that in the county board race. Those things happen. This is something that I'm not going to shy away from. And if you don't want to hear things, I've said this to people so many times. If you're a conservative and you don't want to hear things on the radio about yourself that you don't like, then don't do them or say them or post them. I have said things publicly I regret. We all know that. And I've had to live with the consequences. When you post something on a newspaper story website, it's public. Let me give you another example of this. Do you know how many times I do crayon reports and people threaten to sue me? Because they really don't understand that when they write that letter to the editor, they are making a public statement. They simply don't understand that. Usually what happens is they find out from a friend, from a friend, from a friend, and then they you know, if I'm doing a crayon report about them, they probably don't listen to the show. I think that almost goes without saying. When you affiliate with the Republican Party in any type of capacity, when you run for public office, you make yourself a public figure. That comes with everything. Everything that goes in with that, you have to be ready for. And sometimes that means taking friendly fire. And I'm sorry, but the party's got this exactly right. There's no room for this. I can't sit here on the, those of you, well, you shouldn't be turning on one of our own. I can't sit here on the radio and criticize liberals for doing this type of thing and then not criticize. Unlike liberals, I'm going to be consistent. By the way, I'm taking a lot of that on my Facebook page for ripping President Obama for criticizing President Obama, rather, for his handling on Ukraine. Well, he didn't criticize George Bush. That's someone who doesn't listen to the show. That's what that is. That's simply someone who doesn't listen to the show. All right, I took more time on this than I intended, so I'm going to actually tease something for this segment tomorrow. Said I would talk more about county board races and referenda. I'm going to talk about one or the other tomorrow, most likely referenda. And I do want to get to the Ashwaubenon one. We talked about Green Bay and Howard Suamico yesterday. We'll get to that tomorrow. I thought I would have time to do what I just did and the referendum, but I ended up taking more time than that. So we will spend time on that tomorrow. As I said, very, very busy day in the show today. First day in a number of days that we have audio. Every morning we have a pre-show meeting and Jason comes in. Well, what audio do I have to be ready to produce? I've been saying nothing. We actually have we have really good audio pieces today. President Obama and Barbara Boxer. Those of you who hear Chuck Woolery's feature, Save Us Chuck, on this station, it's on Thursdays. He does the, what does he call it, stupid politician. I don't remember what he calls it, Jason. But boy, Barbara Boxer could be it every week. This is a gem, and we'll get to all of that. All right, it's 8:54. You know, this is interesting. Jason, I now have two scales at home. The bad news is they never say the same thing. The good news is they're both going down. So that's the good news. And by the way, I want to share someone else's good news with a tinge of envy. A dear, dear friend of ours, of my wife and mine, hearing actually her husband, heard me talk about Proactive Weight Loss Solutions, and she's doing really well. I mean, I would never embarrass her by giving her name, but she's doing really well. She's losing weight faster than I did. I don't remember when she started, but she sent me an email last night. She's lost over 20 pounds. I have lost about 37 pounds. Again, the scales, I'm just not sure until I get the official weigh-in at Dr. Littman's office. But good for her. And she is one of many, again, her husband, really. It's a, she's got a day job. She can't listen. I'm not holding that against her. Her husband listens, and that's where she found out about it, and she is having tremendous success. If I knew how long she's been on it, I would tell you, but I'm not exactly sure, and I don't want to guess. And I've heard from a number of other people, and here's the thing they all say. You know, I've been saying, look, it's not a diet. It is a weight loss program, a multifaceted one. Once they're on it, they learn all about it. You can do the same by calling Dr. Jason Litwin today, 920-268-1386. Again, free assessment. Maybe it's for you. Maybe it isn't. It worked for my friend, is working for my friend, and as I said, for a lot of listeners. Call Dr. Litwin today, 920-268-1386, 906. So what is wrong with Mary Burke's jobs plan? Remember, this is only a two-hour show. But we'll get to it. It's 8:56.